This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Gator received yesterday. I go first today. On your markets, set, go.
All right, here we go. Doug, question number one. Mac Jones, Zach Wilson, Justin Fields, Kenny Pickett, Trey Lance, and now Anthony Richardson. Some of the young quarterbacks recently that have lost their jobs completely or have been benched. Does the NFL have a quarterback development problem?
No, I think the problem's the same as it's always been. It's really hard to identify which guys are going to be able to make it work and which guys won't. My theory is the physical tools can be identified. You can see who's got arm strength and who can run and who throws an accurate ball and who can spin it. But it's much harder to identify the things that really, I think, set you apart from the pack, and that's the ability to process information quickly and act on that information. A desire, heart, toughness, and I think those things drive this. So many first-round picks have a ton of talent. They have a ton of talent, but there are other things that lead to success and failure, and a lot of it has to do with matching the quarterback skill set with the system they're in. So I think it's the same as it's always been. You go back, and there's always guys that fail.
Yeah, I kind of agree with Doug. I think the key to development is giving the quarterback a chance. You've got to have weapons to work with. It'd be nice to step into a situation where there's an offensive line that's going to protect you. Or if you have a running game that helps with the play-action passing, or if you've got receivers to throw to. And a lot of these guys did not have that situation. But, you know, what about guys like C.J. Stroud or Brock Purdy or Jaden Daniels or Caleb Johnson? Those guys, or Caleb Williams. Those guys have all gotten off to pretty good starts to their career, and it's not a development issue. It's an issue about setting them up for success when they get into the league.
Yeah, I disagree with you guys. I think that the NFL does have a developmental issue with the young quarterbacks, and I think it's because they're rushing them too much. You have special guys. You have C.J. Stroud. You have Jaden Daniels. You know, that's going to happen. The exceptions to the rules, I call them. But I think Tom Brady might have been right. I think we have a lot younger coaches now, and these younger coaches are more impatient than the older coaches that preceded them. You know, when back in the day, and I don't even think it's back that far back in the day, you used to draft a young quarterback, and you would sit him. And he would sit and watch and learn. And I don't think that really happens much anymore. So then you're going to get guys like Bryce Young, Anthony Richardson, Zach Wilson, whatever, get thrown into the fire, and they're not going to be set up to succeed. So I just think they do have a developmental problem.
Back in the day, guys got thrown into the fire right away too, though. The class of 83 quarterbacks, all those guys started right away. So I don't know if I agree with that.
You don't have to agree with it. It's my answer.
Oh.
Which quarterback, speaking of quarterbacks, that has lost his job, but you still strongly believe in?
For me, it's Justin Fields. I always have. He's a problem for defenses because of his strong arm and because he can run almost as well as anybody else in the league. But he needs, like the previous question, he needs to go to a team that can give him the tools to success. If he had gone to the Minnesota Vikings, the Vikings would be a real problem in the NFL. I mean, people think they already are with Sam Darnold, and they're not because Sam Darnold's terrible. But if Justin Fields were in Minnesota, they'd be killing it right now because he'd have weapons to throw to, an offensive line that can protect him, and they've got a running game. So that's been my guy, and unfortunately he's gone to a team where they already brought a quarterback in there that they envisioned to be the starter, and he was hurt to start the season.
Quarterback reclamation projects is going to become the new hotness with Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold, and I think Mac Jones. I like Justin Fields, but I also like Mac Jones, and putting him in the right situation. Like Malik Willis went to Green Bay. And I was a big Malik Willis fan, but I'm not dumb here. He's got all kinds of weapons now, so I think put Mac Jones in the right situation. I'd like to see him get another shot.
So, I mean, you guys probably know where I'm going with this because I feel like I have to. I'm going to have to stick with Anthony Richardson. I hitched onto him really early, and at this point, I think it's really too early to just say, hey, he's done. I actually agree with the benching, though. Goes back to my earlier point. I think he needs time to watch and and learn the game a little bit more. His issue was the guy had, like, zero starts going into the NFL. He was barely a starter in, like, high school, and then college he had very low, limited amount of starts. I look at guys like kind of similar to him, like a bigger quarterback that can run with nice arms, Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts. They were 52% completion percentages their rookie years, okay? They took big leaps the following year. The issue with Richardson is he did not take a big leap the following year. He actually went backwards in completion percentage. I think that he needs to take a step back, really learn how to play the position, and hopefully he still has, he's a very young quarterback. He still has time to learn and play the passing game because physically he can run and he has the arm strength.
And he's tired.
Yeah, that's not a good look. All right, Jags, Browns, Jets, or Raiders, which 2-6 AFC team has the best chance to still make the playoffs?
What a horrifically impossible question to ask us. Somebody who's process of elimination, it's not the Jets because of Aaron Rodgers. Full stop. The Browns have the third toughest schedule the rest of the way, and I don't believe in Jameis. So that leaves me with the Jags or the Raiders. And I'm going to go with the Jags and our guy Trevor Lawrence. I'll give them the best chance to turn it around. Although I'm not completely stoked about this answer, none of the answers would make me stoked.
I like the way you answered it. I agree with you. King's a jerk for putting this question out there. But the way they're constructed right now, I'd say it's the Browns because of their defense and also having Jameis Winston at quarterback. I feel not completely the opposite of you, but that I think he's more of a plus than he is a minus quarterback in this league. And look, he got the team a W. They ate a W last week. Unfortunately for the Browns, they're likely to be sellers in 72 hours. So that could disrupt the whole thing. But like I said, as it's constructed right now, I'd go with the Browns.
Yeah, maybe not. But if they pull a win off this weekend, Gator, they could still stick with it. And I think the thing is, the odds aren't in the favor of any of these teams, of course. But it might happen, and teams don't give up. If they pull out a win this week, especially for these teams, they're not going to sell. I think my lean was Jets or Jags. I'm going to end up going the Jets. We have three different teams here, and I'm just going with the Jets because Rodgers, although he doesn't look the same and isn't the same, he does have the resume of being able to do it. I thought about Trevor Lawrence and the Jags, but I think, like I said a few weeks ago, he might be the best, worst quarterback in the league. Like, he got this huge contract, but I don't know if he's deserving of it at all. Rodgers, they got his boy Devontae Adams. They do have a good defense over there. If I had to pick one of these terrible teams, I'm going to go with the Jets. All right, the Bears, they lost on a Hail Mary last week. Is losing by luck worse than losing by skill? You know, for example, like a methodical game-winning drive?
Obviously, you don't want to lose, period. It sucks either way. This is another one of these difficult questions. This is why you're good at what you do. I think losing by luck gives you false hope. I think losing to a methodical drive shows that you need to get better. So I'd rather lose because I know what my deficiencies are as opposed to thinking that, oh, we just, you know, we're so much better than what we are. I think it's just getting drubbed.
Interesting. I think losing by luck is way easier to lose by because I'll tell you what's going on at every single team this week. They're all practicing the Hail Mary defense. That's one thing you got to correct. When you give up a long methodical drive, chances are a number of things need corrections. So I'll go with the one problem to fix as opposed to a number of problems to fix.
Yeah, you know, clearly both ways, you know, losing is, you know, just sucks in general. But if I had to choose, I think I'd just rather lose straight up. A Hail Mary, it seems just the worst. I mean, a lot of us, I know we made fun of the Bears defensive back celebrating. I'm sure a lot of fans were celebrating as well. I mean, the difference is they're not playing and then they have to still have a responsibility to stop the final play. But that game was over. There's no reason that should have happened. And it did happen. And I think if you beat me straight up, I think I can hold my head high and be like, we gave it our best effort. It wasn't some kind of, you know, lucky bounce or anything like that. Hail Mary, although it's fun because I enjoy walk-offs in any sport, as the losing team, that's got to suck. All right, guys, it's Halloween. What team or player has tricked you this year? And what team or player has actually been a treat?
Okay, I don't have any affinity towards this team, but I think the Commanders are a fun watch. They are the treat. For the trick, I went deep and I just decided I'm going wishful thinking I'm going wishful thinking. The person that tricked me was last Thanksgiving. Jordan Love tricked me. Jordan Love has thrown a league-high 9 interceptions in 6 games. Mm. 9. The guys he's tied with have played 7 and 8 games. He's only played 6. So there it is. That's the guy that tricked me.
For a trick, I'm going to go with San Francisco. I think we all thought the Niners were going to be a better team this year, and they've gotten beat up with injuries, but everybody's got to deal with injuries. They still have their quarterback. They still have a receiver. And the running back that came in place of Christian McCaffrey has been really good. So it sounds like an excuse with the injuries. So I'll just revert to the fact they are 4-4. That's disappointing. It's a team that made it to the Super Bowl last year, and they don't look very good right now. For the treat, I'm going to agree. It's Washington. I love Jaden Daniels going into the draft. He would have been my number one quarterback to be taken off the board. Would have drafted him first overall. I love him, and he's done nothing to say otherwise. He's been better than advertised, and their defense is pretty good too. It's a fun team to watch in Washington right now, and I have never liked watching Washington play, but with Jaden Daniels there, I do.
No, the Commanders and Jaden Daniels has been a pleasant surprise for, if you're a Commanders fan. I don't have a horse in the race either, Doug. But I went with, I dug a little deeper here for the treat. I went with the Arizona Cardinals, okay? I thought, honestly, they'd have a top five pick at the end of this season. I think Kyler Murray is actually kind of underrated what he's doing over there. They don't really have any stars. Marvin Harrison Jr. hasn't been that good this year in his rookie season. Maybe Buda Baker on the other side, but you know, no one's talking about James Conner or Michael Wilson. You know, I mean, Trey McBride's supposed to be an up-and-coming tight end, but they're not that. Their roster is not that good, and for them to be, the division's not as good as we thought it'd be. But they're, I think they're 4-4 and right at top of that division with a chance to make the playoffs this year. Like I said, I thought they'd have a top five pick, so that's my pleasant treat right there. My trick is I was tricked by the Panthers. I just thought Dave Canales and Bryce Young would be better together. What he did with Baker Mayfield, I thought he could kind of translate with Bryce Young. And I always thought Bryce Young he's not as bad as I think it seems right now. He might need a whole new organization, a whole new team. But they tricked me. I thought they'd be a little bit better.
I think it's another start this week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, last one, guys. Per The Athletic, Uncrustables. You know what they are? They're these peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. They don't have crust on them, but they're packaged, all right? They are a very popular snack for NFL teams. Apparently, the Denver Broncos eat a whopping 700 Uncrustables a week. Coming in second, the Seahawks, with only 320 a week. So they more than double them. What's your quick go-to prepackaged snack food?
Okay, I need clarification.
Sure.
Can this include something that you get in bulk that you can microwave, or is it just something you just pull right out of the pantry?
Pull out of the pantry is what I was thinking. Hopefully that didn't hurt you too bad there.
It changes my answer. Yeah, I've got the answer. First of all, let me just say this about the peanut butter and jelly sandwich, yes. How awesome it is.
Mm-hmm.
I remember years ago going to Allen Park for Lions practices and stuff, and in the break room for the media, where they would have a vending machine, they also had set up in the corner was like a loaf of bread,
yeah,
and then little cups of peanut butter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is absolutely a thing, and I love it. I've never bought Crustables. I'm sure I would love them. But for the prepackaged snack, it's got to be the pizza pretzel combos. Just a little snack bag.
So at halftime, we're throwing bags of pretzel combos to Gator.
You know, it's funny. The Uncrustables have been a regular staple in our kids' lunches since about 2017. And I love the Uncrustable. I'll grab an Uncrustable every once in a while. I put out an Uncrustable for our little guy today to take to school. So we...
The Karsh household.
We
loves
are the Denver Broncos,
yeah,
of households.
I love
households.
How you call him the little guy. He's bigger,
yeah,
than you are.
Yeah, he is. But for me, we also get them for their lunches, like bags of chips. like the baked Lays. Yep. And the Skinny Pop popcorn is my favorite. Not the Smart Food. I like Smart Food, but the Skinny Pop, I open it up and I put a little pepper in there.
Oh, do you? Do you wash it down with your Stanley Cup?
No.
I'm going with the Ritz cheese handy snacks. You know, the little fake cheese that Doug can't stand and the crackers. Oh, you kind of peel that off. I think that's a great snack to go, man. Yeah. So for me, if it's halftime, toss me one of those. I get re-energized.
The peanut butter cheese and cracker?
Whatever, yeah. Whatever floats your boat, man.
Yeah.
There it is, and that concludes the Blitz thingy here on 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.